The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from TO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Mel. How you doing, Mel?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I spent a lot of my night thinking long and hard about letting Melissa down by not telling her to sell her Tyler stock. Melissa, I am sorry. I have a notes app apology saved in case I need to pull that out later. But other than that, doing well. Excited to have Big Brother to talk about.
I think the big question is, are you beating Melissa in the stock watch?
No.
Well, maybe you're one step closer now.
I went all in on Christmas that one week where she got in the fight with Bailey. And since then, I've been just trying to make risky buys to try and like climb up a little bit more. So I was all in on Memphis this week. It almost happened. Oof. And then it very much, I'm done. I'm just going to, all the crazy scenarios now, I'm going to hope for all of them.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 70 in the house and really not much for you today. Some interesting conversations, but they were, you know, there were only a couple of them and there weren't really any big ramifications as of yet. So
interesting is a very kind way of putting it. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely relevant to the game.
So really what we've got for you here, the biggest conversation of the day really was that after a conversation with Memphis where it was the normal Memphis, like, hey, I'm good. I'm staying. We're going to be in the final three. It's going to be great. With Enzo went to Cody and was like, I really feel like, don't you think we should get rid of Christmas? Don't you think? Because I just feel like Memphis, he won't make a move next week. He's going to take out Nicole. I really feel that. And Cody was like, then why was he trying to get me backdoored this week? See, that's why I can't trust him this week, because he was going to Nicole saying, hey, let's get Cody backdoored.
Yeah, they were both talking about how, like, Enzo and Cody, of course, neither of them trust Christmas in Memphis. But for Enzo, it was like Christmas, he trusts a little bit more. No, wait, Memphis, he trusts a little bit more. And for Cody, it was Christmas, he trusts a little bit more. So they're still very low. But yeah, of all the scenarios, so like Cody was saying, Memphis is going to cut like one of us at three. Mm-hmm. And I guess Christmas wouldn't, I don't know. They didn't really talk about the Christmas scenario there.
Well, so Enzo's thing is that he feels like Christmas has that Nicole has a thing with Christmas. Right. Nicole has nothing with Memphis. And if Nicole has a thing with Christmas, then if Christmas wins the veto and it's Enzo and Nicole sitting on the block, then Christmas will take out Enzo and not Nicole, whereas Memphis would probably take out Nicole and not Enzo. And on top of that, like, you know, doesn't want to bring it up, but what if Nicole decides that she wants Christmas in the final three? And you know, like, and Cody keeps saying, like, yeah, but she's just not going to win. Like, she's just less likely to win than Memphis. And Enzo's like, I don't know, though. Like, she's been doing better in competitions than Memphis lately. I just don't trust her. I just don't trust her. And Cody's, but really, I mean, you're up against one of the two. Who do you feel more comfortable competing against, Memphis or Christmas? I can beat them both, man. But I don't know. And like, Enzo's really, like, he's really pushing hard here. And Cody's really not budging.
Yeah, it's hard to. So they have a conversation later. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Enzo talks to Christmas about, like, not being sure if he wants to go to the end with Cody and, like, wanting to work with Christmas. And it's so hard to tell whether he's, like, legitimately having these thoughts, like, if he's really wanting to flip or if he's just kind of getting in his own head. It's now been 4 days of sitting on this decision and he's just, like, running scenarios and getting the thing that happens sometimes in the house where you just there's a plan in place for so long that you start to doubt it, even if it's no, this is the right plan. It's sometimes hard to stick with that for 5 whole days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I have to imagine that this conversation, like, given, like, Enzo is not a pusher, but he pushed and it didn't work. And I have to imagine that part of him is feeling like, does Cody value Nicole more than me? If he wants to keep Christmas so much and he knows that Christmas is going to keep Nicole over me, is he protecting Christmas? And his old fears of Cody and Nicole having some kind of pregame alliance is coming back into play. Like, he's like, I think, because he's going to go to Christmas after this, but that's after a couple conversations. But this is an interesting conversation to me because Enzo is really, like, wanting Memphis to stay at this point and willing to push decently hard for it. This was not, like, the most pleasant conversation. That this was, he was pushing hard and Cody was not really giving him anything.
So if Enzo's holding this belief that Cody and Nicole are tight, if it's not being recepted well by Cody, is not going to go to Nicole and try and flip either, right?
He could convince Nicole and then the two of them could go to Cody. But if he's worried that the two of them are, like, in lockstep, then that wouldn't be the right move. He has been talking with Nicole, and Nicole is also going to start to sway as well, because Christmas is going to have a conversation with Nicole and she's like, hey, I'm ready. I'm locked in. I'm going to win these comps. It's going to be great. And she kind of got Nicole scared. And Nicole went to Cody again, and Nicole goes to Cody and she says, are we sure that we should take out Memphis? Because, like, Christmas was talking to me about being locked in, like, she's ready to go, she's ready to, like, really turn up the heat and win these competitions. And it's like, it's a little scary. And he's like, she can be locked in all she wants, she's not gonna beat me.
And this is why we have Cody as being such this, like, the dragon that needs to be slayed, because Nicole and Enzo aren't having these conversations. They aren't going to each other and saying, oh, should we do this? It's like they're both separately going to Cody and saying, Cody, can we or should we, kind of thing. And then Cody makes the decision and kind of reassures them. And I know this decision had already been made kind of by all of them before, but, like, Cody is the one who is deciding what happens this week, because as they're swaying, like, Nicole could be swayed in either direction. If Cody had said, yeah, you know what, you're right, we should get Christmas out, she'd be like, okay, I'm now on board with that, because I was having those doubts. So yeah, Cody really has too much control right now.
Yeah. And it's tough. I think in Cody's mind, yes, Memphis is easier to beat, but also, like, he's, I think he is valuing Nicole more than Enzo right now, in the sense that, not necessarily in the sense that he wants to take Nicole to the final two, but in the sense that Nicole is capable of winning competitions and helping bring him to the final two. I think that he was really disappointed watching Enzo play that HOH, and he's just like, I can't rely on this guy to win for me. And so, you know, if it is the situation where Christmas or Memphis win the veto in the final four and they end up taking out one of Nicole or Enzo, maybe I would rather have Nicole with me in the final three, rather than Enzo, to beat Christmas and or Memphis so that I have a better chance to beat those people and get to the end with at least somebody. And if, especially if I can beat either one, then that's fine. But he may also feel like it could go either way. He may also just feel like I can beat Christmas. It's harder to beat Memphis. Either way, though, I talked about this last night. I do feel like Cody, I feel like he's there's a psychological phenomenon that happens when, you know, people tell you to like envision your success. But like if you're in the middle of competing and you envision yourself winning, it can actually decrease your performance because it kind of like when you imagine yourself having won, like your adrenaline comes down, like you calm down, your body calms down because it's like, oh, it's over, like I did it, instead of like being in the moment and like working hard at the thing. I kind of feel like that's a little bit where Cody is right now, where he's kind of envisioning his end game. He's kind of like, I'm there. Like I tweeted at the beginning of this week, like Cody is more likely to win this game than anyone else combined. And I think Cody realizes that too. And I feel like he's letting some things slip that he hadn't before. He's not talking to people quite as much. And he's kind of just like, Memphis should go. And you guys want Memphis to stay? No, we shouldn't have Memphis stay. Like, he's not bothering to make Enzo in particular, but Enzo and Nicole together, like, feel as comfortable as he has been in the past. He's not reassuring them as often as he should be. We've seen this kind of thing happen before. The biggest example is Netta from Big Brother Canada 2, who really, you know, and I love her, but she dropped the ball in the last week or so, where she really just did not lock in her person to take her to the final two. And I feel like, I'm not saying it's going to happen here, but I can see the seeds of it here, that Cody is just, he's just not quite at his like 100% level right now.
And I can't blame him because of everything he's had to do so far the whole game, which is obviously doesn't excuse it, because like this is where it counts. If you don't put the time and energy in now, then everything you've done is for naught. But like after so many days of going back and forth, especially when the nominees stay the same, it's like, okay, we've been talking about this since Friday morning of like, who do we want to go? Who do we want to go? So it's like Enzo comes to him for the fifth time. Okay, should we do this though? And Cody's like, oh my goodness, no. Like I've talked about this. Like we've already decided. That's not the impression he was giving off, but I can understand in his head, he's probably just like, I don't have the capacity to treat this like it's a brand new decision again. Like, we just have to, this is this week. Let's talk about next week kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Cody and Nicole, they also agree that Enzo being in the final three is what's best for them, because Enzo can't win anything. And Cody has this idea. He wants to pretend to Christmas that he's going to vote her out, so that she thinks that she's going to be voted out and she's not going to be prepared for the HOH competition when they blindside her and keep her. That's his new plan, that is immediately going to be ruined when Enzo goes to Christmas and says, hey, yo, we're keeping you, yo. That's it. Cody's in. And she's like, oh, great. He also says that, look, we need to break up Cody and Nicole. We need to break them up. They've been together this whole time. They've had stuff. They for sure had something in the pregame. Like, and that scares me because you can't like, and this is something that Enzo has been talking about all season long, that like, you know, the pregame stuff, he's very uncomfortable with because you don't know what it is. It could be what could they have agreed upon in the pregame? And so he's worried about that. And Christmas agrees. She's like, yeah, I'm with you. I think they're together. And he's like, you know, she put you on the block this week, yo. Like, she's got something, yo. That's it. He says, I need you in the final three with me, yo. I need you there. And once we get there, yo, there's only one person left to go after, yo. That's it. And Christmas says, yeah, look, if Cody stays, he's winning this thing. He's winning this thing. He's like, yeah, that's it. No matter what, no matter who he sits next to in the final two, he's going to win. He's like, yeah, what the F, yo? That's it. It's going to happen.
Do you think now that Enzo is being 100% truthful and serious in this conversation? Because I am on the fence.
I don't think he's being 100%. No. I mean, he's definitely not being 100%, but yeah. I think that he's,
with his desires to like,
right.
Okay. I realize I can't win against Cody and I want you with me in the final three. Are those both true things that he's talking about?
Mm-hmm. I think that, he is expressing genuine concerns. I think that he is playing them up in order to, because look, Enzo's biggest concern in this conversation is the final four veto. He is most concerned about that. The goal of this conversation is to convince Christmas to evict Nicole at the final four in the situation where Cody's HOH and Christmas wins the veto. That's his main goal. I think that, you know, this final two stuff, this whatever, that's all secondary. That's all like, you know, just the thing that will get him to the immediate goal, which is surviving the final four. But that doesn't mean that these things aren't coming from a genuine place. I think that he is a little bit concerned that he can't beat Cody. I think he is a little bit concerned that Cody will take Nicole, especially after that conversation he just had with Cody, where it really did feel like he was prioritizing Nicole's safety over his. And if he did find himself in the final three with Christmas and Cody, I think it would be an option for him, assuming he was capable of winning in the first place. So something to watch out for sure. I think in the short term, he is still loyal to Cody. He would still evict Nicole over Cody or even Christmas over Cody. But I do think these things are rattling around in his brain right now.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, there's just so many different scenarios that he's at least he's like trying to set himself up. I really appreciate that from Enzo.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So after that conversation, Christmas goes to Nicole and she lets Nicole know that she's feeling good because Enzo told her that Cody's going to vote to keep her. And Nicole's like, oh. And so she goes to Cody and she's like, so yeah, your plan's not going to work. Enzo already told Christmas that you're voting to keep her. And Cody's like, what the F? What the F, Enzo? Come on.
Do you think that then is a bad move because Enzo is kind of like pushing Cody and Nicole closer together?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think that, you know, Enzo can probably go to Cody and just be like, I'm just trying to make sure she evicts Nicole. Because like this is something that Cody told Enzo to do, which is convince Christmas that he's super tight with Nicole and that him and Nicole need to be broken up so that when Christmas wins the veto at the final four, she evicts Nicole and not Enzo. And so, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think that at the end of the day, Cody's going to pick who he's going to pick if he wins that final three HOH. And it's probably just going to be whoever he thinks he can beat more easily. Or I don't know, whoever he thinks he's closer to, I guess. But this isn't really something that's really like anti-Cody. And I think it's pretty easily explained, even though Cody seems like relatively annoyed about it in the moment.
I mean, Cody seems relatively annoyed by a lot of things in the moment. I can't believe they would do that. What the F?
He's very grumpy.
He's so grumpy.
Especially
Memphis
lately.
Is like a ray of sunshine now.
He really is.
Yeah.
Like Memphis was like talking last night with Christmas. He's just like, you know, I'm just happy I made it this far. I really never thought I'd get this far. You know, like, yeah, people, they try and get in your head about like your game. Like people thought I was dragged in season 10, but I feel proud of what the game I've played this season. And it's been such a nice thing to be able to make it this. I was like, who is this Memphis?
It's all the joy that Christmas joy is bringing to his life, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's really what I've got from yesterday. They had some alcohol delivered. They played some charades and blunt nonsense. But first,
we have to talk about the Christmas talk to the cameras.
Where she talked, yeah.
I needed like Eye of the Tiger playing in the background, like dun da da da. I'm gonna turn into to. I don't even know what she said. Christmas beast. I'm gonna sweep the whole week. HOH and Vito. Buckle up, America. You're going to enjoy the show. You guys. Oh, competition Christmas. There we go. Yes. Up until now, she's been nice, fun, playful Christmas. In case you guys didn't notice that. But now she's going to turn into competition Christmas.
She's ready to go.
Watch out.
Yeah. She's won 5 competitions so far.
Okay. The power is not a competition. Is she counting that?
She even later in the night starts talking to Memphis and she says, yeah, that was like completely random. Like fumbling around in the dark. Yeah, exactly. It's only one of the reasons why it doesn't count.
Yeah. And 3 other people won. You can't have a competition where like a third of the house wins and count that as your win.
But yeah, she's hyping herself up. She's ready to go. She also talked a lot more about being on the challenge. Let's go.
Oh my goodness.
She's ready for it.
That was like yesterday was charades and the challenge. That was the whole day.
And they also talked about the circle.
That's right. The circle. Do you think that Big Brother is getting them to do more commercials? Is that what's going on?
Maybe.
We'll do a circle segment for the next circle show.
The circle isn't even on the same network, though.
No, you're right. Is it Netflix?
It's Netflix, yeah.
Netflix. Maybe they got a deal going on. I don't know. Anyways, yes, the challenge. So first, I think, was it Memphis maybe that brought it up? Or Enzo? Maybe it was Enzo.
I think Enzo brought it up first, and then she was talking about it with Memphis.
Well, he brought it up, and I was like, I think he'd be great on the challenge. And Christmas is like, what? Really? Oh, I don't know. And then as they talked about it more, then like Christmas goes around the rest of the day. Yeah, I'm going to go on the challenge. I'd even want to do that more than The Amazing Race. And I'm going to just win all the challenges. It's just a challenge show. And she's a challenge beast. So, of course.
I mean, is Christmas the new Jackson?
Don't say that word on this show. But yeah, this is around the time last year that Jackson and Holly got in that challenge fight, isn't it?
Yeah. Is Christmas going to win out from here and win the game?
Oh my God. Where's the leave meeting button? Take that scenario out of the universe. Although, okay, so I will say I've been talking all week about like, you know what? I'm happy-ish with all the rest of the winners as long as it's not Christmas. I hate a Christmas win. But listening to the roundtable yesterday, I've come around a little bit. Christmas is still my least favorite person in the house right now. But her win, maybe if she is able to, she's in the underdog spot right now, basically. She has been for a couple of weeks, been on the block, and she's going to probably gain a little audience momentum that way. And yeah, if she gets to the end and wins, then it's probably going to be a good story. And I'll hate it a little bit, but I won't be the most mad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens.
Which would be worse, a predictable Cody win or like a Christmas win? And we have to deal with the cockiness that comes with that.
Anything else you wanted to bring up, Mel?
I do. I have, I want you. So they were talking about all the snacks in the HOH baskets and stuff, and they found some fruit leather. And I want to know if you can say red leather, yellow leather 3 times fast.
No.
Okay, I thought that might happen. they spent a long time doing that. Again, yesterday was just a lot of like little things, charades. They had Taco Tuesday. I got some scenarios. So I was like running some numbers about who would evict who. And obviously Christmas in Memphis, whoever stays, they have about a 50% chance of going. There's some people I'm curious. So if Memphis wins HOH and Vito next week and he were to stay, who do you think would leave? That was the one scenario. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I when I was running scenarios, I put it at like 75% Nicole, 25% Cody, assuming Cody was available. If it's Cody or if it's Nicole or Enzo, he votes out Cody for sure. If it's Nicole or Enzo, he votes out Nicole.
Well, no, he wins HOH and Vito. So he has to choose someone to save.
Oh, who does he leave for the vote? He leaves Enzo for the vote.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Enzo probably evicts Nicole.
Yeah. Okay. And I think, yeah, I think that works out very well for everyone. Because basically, like, I think that if Memphis is in charge of voting somebody out and he has Cody available, like, he might be like, oh, maybe. But if he's HOH, he has to leave somebody else for the vote, then, you know, he would have to betray both Enzo and Cody in order to get Cody out by, I guess, leaving Nicole as the vote. And then Nicole also wouldn't vote out Cody.
Right.
She would just turn around and vote out Enzo. So he would just leave Enzo safe and he would vote out Nicole and it would go along with the wise guys. And then they'd be in the final three.
And I had a similar scenario with Christmas winning both HOH and Vito, but I assume she saves Nicole, who then votes out Enzo.
Yes, that is what I assumed. Although I don't think it's quite a given considering that Enzo is trying to work on Christmas. I think that he could make some progress there, especially if Memphis ever does find out that he's going home. You know, he may, I don't know. He may be like, hey, make sure you like bring Enzo, like Nicole just made this move. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that. I think as of right now, Christmas would choose Nicole. But I think that, you know, Enzo just started to work on her. So we'll see.
So if Cody wins one competition next week or Enzo wins, I guess I'm just in a scenario where Cody makes the final three. Is there a way he does not get to the final two? Would it have to be Christmas winning everything now, winning the veto, winning the final three, and cutting Cody?
Yeah, so Christmas needs to win at least one competition in the final four, and then the final three HOH, and then she would cut Cody from the final three. If it's an Enzo HOH and a Christmas veto, she would vote out Cody and then he would be voted out in the final four. But that's the only scenario there where Cody's out in the final four. But yeah, then, you know, roughly like a little bit less than 50% chance that Christmas is able to survive the final four. She makes it to the final three. Then she needs to win the final three HOH. If Cody is not going to be, if we don't want Cody to be sitting there, unless Enzo is willing to cut Cody, which I think it's possible, probably not at the final four. In fact, very unlikely at the final four, but maybe in the final three. But again, then he also has to win in the final three. So,
yeah, I guess that's really what I'm going to be looking for at this point is like a way, like a conversation from Nicole or from Enzo that there's any indication that they will not take Cody with them. Because other than that, we're basically just like we said, if there's that one, it's a Christmas win is the only way we lose Cody at this point. So if she doesn't win, yeah, I really would love to see them at least considering it because we have Nicole telling Cody, oh, like, I'm going to take you, like, even if you get to the end, whatever, doing the thing, I'll just give away the money, I guess. But once they have what, two weeks today is the finale. So they have a lot of time to think about it. And so I hope we at least hear them considering it, even if it's not realistically going to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, that's my frustration with Nicole. And I've been somebody who has consistently said, like, Nicole is a good player. She's a very good player. She's somebody that is a lot better than people give her credit for. And the problem is her biggest flaw in the game in season 18 was that she was too loyal to Corey. I asked her after the season, like, would you have gone to the end with Corey, even though you know you would have lost? And she was like, yes. And she was planning on taking Paul over James. Like, you know, and like, that was fine because Corey wasn't in a position where he was going to make it to the final two. Corey wasn't as good a player as Cody. But Cody, the chances of Cody leaving are so small. And so it's just like, without that external factor coming in and doing that final bit of work for her, I'm really concerned that she is going to go ahead and follow through and just take Cody and lose this game. And I'm really looking for like, can she figure this out? Can she actually make the different decision? Cause she never actually did do those things. She just said she was planning on doing them and maybe she only felt like she would have. You know,
Because that was my next question. It's like, okay, she has to know now after the season that, I guess she beat Paul, so maybe she doesn't see it as an issue, but she was planning on taking Paul and almost lost to Paul. So you would think that this season she would come in and say, okay, this whole season has been like an example of things that have happened to the house guests in their past seasons. And it's like, okay, she's in a similar spot now where she's with someone that has a very good chance of winning or someone who's more of a goat. I mean, I guess it depends who's sitting there, but is she going to take that lesson that she almost lost and like put that as here and say, should I take Cody? And if not, why? Like, it blows my mind that she wouldn't consider it unless it really just wants him to have the money. In which case, why is she here?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's 2 weeks. I think the long end game is actually it's actually bad for Cody because there's so much time for people to just sit in this, and like he has to be on for this whole time. He has to continue to sit on them this whole time, and he's not as on top of it as he should be. And it's giving them a lot of time to reconsider and to think about, like, you know, think about going home, think about being out of the game. And would you rather be out of the game having just won $500,000, the winner of Big Brother All-Stars, or would you rather be out of the game, you know, having Cody as your best bud? Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Maybe Nicole really just wants Pauly Calafiore's movie to get off the ground and thinks that Cody getting the money will help with that. So she's a philanthropist. What can we say?
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We will be back later tonight to recap tonight's episode and, of course, tomorrow night for tomorrow night's eviction episode of Big Brother 22. I will also be live tomorrow on Twitch to talk about the stock watch and go over more scenarios for the coming weeks here. You can find me there. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mel Hulst. That's it. I'm not talking about anything right now. Got Amazing Race coming up. Haven't watched that in a while, but what else are we going to do? I'll be sad when Big Brother's over. I know the end game's always a bit of a slog, but I'll miss it. Hopefully we get Big Brother Canada soon. It's not too long of an off season.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe we'll get the circle.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.